She'll find my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. For those of you that can pick me up on the radio, please let your friends and relatives know that they can hear us also on the website. Okay? So, especially those people on Kauai that used to listen in and now cannot listen, let the people know. So, you know, help each other out. Okay? It's a lot that has to get out there that a lot of people don't know about. Like the motor oil. The motor oil today has no metal protector. Turn the bottle around and look at the SAE seal in the back. It's a round seal. Okay? The last two letters is SN. Go get an old bottle from way back. Okay? Way back, maybe 8 years. Okay? And look at it. That round seal, the last two letters is SL. Why is that? Why did the two letters, why did that letter change? It's because it doesn't have metal protector. Okay? Your politicians had it taken out. What can I say? Getting into office is supposed to be for the people and by the people, not for the politician and by the politician. Come on, folks. Gotta stop. Enough is enough. This is enough abuse of the people. Go check it out. A lot of states, 40 of them, don't have safety check. Why? Because it's not being enforced, it's not being done right, and everything else under the sun. So why have it? No money goes to the state or the city. The money you pay goes to the mechanic that's doing the safety check. Okay? But on the safety check sticker, there is the VIN number, the vehicle identification number. Get nail polish remover, brake clean, whatever, erase it. Put it on a napkin, rub it off. Because that VIN number, with the VIN number, you can make a key and steal a vehicle. Okay? So, take it off. Anyway, if you have questions, announcements, whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. A reason I'm saying to let your friends and family know that they can listen to the radio show on the computer is, you know, we need to spread the word and help them too, so they know and they get educated on what's good to use and what's not good. Okay? It's surprising. I have never come across people that knew the oil, number one, had no metal protector. I have never come across somebody that's said, oh, yeah, I know. No. They all didn't know. Another thing that everybody that I talked to didn't know was the gas is not the same as what is labeled on the pump. The 87 is not 87. The 89 is not 89. And the 92 is not 92. Okay? So, but does anybody care? Not having the proper octane will damage the engine and or the transmission. Go check it out. Read the owner's manual. It says do not run fuel below either 92 or 87. Severe engine damage will occur. Anyway, all I can do is try to help you and inform you what you should be watching out for. Okay? And this is not, the lowering of the octane was not okayed by the oil companies. It's the state, your politicians, that okayed it and told the oil companies that they can do it. Now, is that right? Where is politics for the people and by the people? Where? It's not. Anyway, I would recommend to everyone to get out and vote. If you're registered, then please vote. Enough is enough. I've been talking with Charles DeJew and working with him. When he gets into office, we need to work on getting a racetrack started, but not with city or state money. It's private. And he's very interested, very, very interested in backing it. There is state and city land that can be used. So, that's on the table. But we need to get him in. Okay? He listens. And he's very interested. The Honolulu Police Department. The gasoline there is very, very low octane and causing a lot of damage to police, the police cars. It runs really bad. And we're going to fix that. So, there's a lot of fixing to be done. So, we need to get this man, Charles DeJew, in for mayor. Okay? I tried talking to Kurt Caldwell, to that other guy, whatever his name was. They don't listen. So anyway, this morning, walking back from Vineyard Zippy's, I thought I was going to see a guy get run over. The pedestrian wasn't paying attention. He was crossing Kukui Street and not paying attention. The car was going Maukau, Mauna Kea, made a sharp turn to turn left, and I say, almost ran him over. It got his slipper. It almost got him. But he was uninjured. Lucky. Lucky. Pedestrians have to pay attention. Just because the law says you have the right of way, you don't just walk across without looking, because you're going to end up dead right. It's not worth it. They run you over and you can get up and say, hey, I'm right and you're wrong. It's too late. Okay? So, we need to pay attention to who's crossing and who's driving. Okay? Okay, who do we have?
We have Brent from Honolulu.
Hi, Brent.
Hello. Hi, yeah, I have a 1997 Toyota Corolla wagon. And between me and the previous owner, this is the third gas tank I've put in it because it started leaking right at like the center of the tank. And I'm just wondering, is that because of the quality of gas we have here? Because you're talking three gas tanks in like 4 or 5 years.
Gas tank?
Yeah, it started leaking. I just replaced it. It was a pain in the butt, too. I just replaced it about a month ago.
Is it plastic?
No, metal. Metal.
Where does it leak from?
Right at the low spot. You know how a gas tank, you know, they have different configurations. They have the baffles inside, so the gas doesn't slosh all over. Kind of right at the low spot, in kind of the middle of the tank.
Was it rusty?
It was a little rusty there, and what's weird is I noticed the last one I replaced, I looked at the bottom of that one, and I looked at the bottom of the aftermarket one, and they were identical, except for the one I replaced had a dent from the inside out, which I figured might be a manufacturing defect. A dent from the inside out.
Okay, but both of the tanks were aftermarket and not original?
The one I just replaced was aftermarket, yeah. At some point, obviously, the original one was replaced too, right, obviously. So, but the last one that I just replaced was an aftermarket tank, yes.
That's very unusual.
Yeah, I know. I talked to a bunch of people, mechanics, and nobody can really... One guy said, oh, well, you know, maybe somebody bottomed out the car, but, you know, I don't know, about three times.
Well, if you bought it aftermarket, it was manufactured in China.
Probably.
Yeah. But if you bought it from the dealer, it would have been made in Japan. So up to 2000, from 99 down, all Toyota's parts were manufactured in Japan. In 2000 to 2010, parts were manufactured in China.
Really? The aftermarket parts? So all the aftermarket parts I buy from Toyota are made in Japan?
Yeah, only from 99 down or from 2011 on up. 2011 on up, Toyota was really upset with China and cut them off and now manufacture everything in Japan.
The cars weren't made in China then, were they? Just the parts?
All the parts for the car was made in China. Body parts, fender parts, everything.
Well, I'm not going to buy a Toyota during those years.
Yeah, you buy them below 2000 or above 2010.
Okay, that's good to know.
So
it's good to know. And also, one more thing. Now I noticed. I guess because I had the Puka in my tank, there was some gas, fumes escaping there. Now I noticed with the new tank when I opened my gas cap. Oh man, it choke pressure coming out of there. It's just like hisses for like 10 seconds. Is that?
That's normal.
That's normal. Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's normal.
I didn't do that before, I guess, obviously, because of the Puka in the tank.
What brand gasoline you're running?
I always try to run the 92. You know, I used to use the Shell V-Power, but the station up here in the corner closed down. So I use 92 of whatever station I go to.
You're not getting 92.
Yeah, I know. I realize that. I've listened to you before. But I don't know where there's a Shell station near me. So
where is that?
I got to look it up. I'm in Manoa near UH. There used to be one right there on...
Macaulay and Baritania, there's one.
Where's there one?
Macaulay and Baritania.
Macaulay and Baritania. Okay. Oh, yeah. I know where that one is. That one's not too bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
But the best Shell station is Kahala Shell.
And why is that?
Well, everybody assumes that the gas is formulated in those big tanks. It's not. When the truck pulls up to the terminal to fill up the tanks to take to the station, that is the time when it's formulated. That's why every station, the octanes are different. They're not consistent. Why? I don't know. But when it's low octane, like 84, for the premium, it's consistent. Every station is the same. But Kahala Shell, I can't say what it is, but it's the best.
Okay. Well, I'll have to remember that. That's not too far either from my residence. So.
Yeah. Go try it. You're going to flip over.
Yeah, I knew. You know, us here in the islands, we complain if we have to drive 5 miles, right?
So. Yeah, right.
But 5 miles could turn into, you know, 40 minutes.
Yeah. On the mainland, my friends say, it's around the corner.
Yeah, it's a state, half a state away.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, I thank you for your advice.
You're welcome.
All right.
Aloha.
Bye.
Break time? Is it break time?
I want to get to this caller first.
Okay.
Okay, we got Dr. Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, George. Hey. You know, quick question. Does the other caller talks about the gas, the quality and all and all. How come I noticed with the gas that I bought just a week ago, my container is shrinking, shriveling up?
It's trying to give you better gas mileage.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I don't know. It's they're formulating the gas with whatever, and I suspect it has benzene in it.
Mm-hmm.
And diesel.
Okay, those two don't mix.
Yeah, that's why when you buy a diesel container, it's yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect it's a different material.
Okay. Just wondering. Oh boy. I mean, but you're right. I mean, you told us the caller just 2 minutes ago that the Kahala Shell is the best. I just tested it earlier this week. It is the best.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Dean tested. It's the best.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, George.
Okay,
now we're going to a break. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N, .net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my phone. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, doing great here, and George, you will not believe how many people I run into that talk about politics, but they don't vote.
That's normal.
Yeah, and then their argument is, hey, you can't be mad at me for complaining about, you know, the way the government is running because I don't vote. I'm like, but maybe if you voted, it would change. I mean,
that's right.
We got to stop thinking this one vote, one vote. Look, if everybody thought like that, then nobody would vote.
Well, the only people voting right now, Bob, is the people who have vested interests.
Yes, that is completely correct. That's what I was going to say next. The people vote when their interest is being served or if it's challenged.
So, it's, you know, it's their job.
Go out and say, well, you know, this guy Rolling Bob is running for mayor, and he promised to cut jobs in like half and save like $40 million. You'll never get elected.
That's right.
Because you go, what? He's going to cut jobs? No, I might lose my job. I'm not voting for the guy.
Did you see what Kurt Caldwell is going to do?
What's that?
This weekend, he's holding like a rally at Farrington High School and giving away free color TV and bag of rice.
What? Let me get down there.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say, Bob. You better get down there.
Yeah. But, Bob, you don't qualify.
Why not?
Because he's making it only for Filipinos.
What?
Yes.
Man,
now, is that discriminating or what?
That's what I'm thinking. It's something got to be strange about that.
So I was talking to Celine Steve last night, and I told him, hey, get your Mustang Club and go down there and go take all the TVs and the bags of rice and say you're going to donate the bags of rice to the food bank and use the TV as a lucky number giveaway at your functions.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and tell the mayor, thank you.
Wait a minute, how does he know I'm not Filipino? On that note, as always, take care of your car. Or take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah. Anyway. I don't know. This is bad. We need to get good people into office. And like this other person told me, getting somebody who is not, you know, never been a politician would be better than re-electing a politician into office. Well, Donald Trump wasn't a politician, so I know he doesn't sound good. He has a lot of different stuff coming from different angles. But you got to listen to his issues, what he plans to do. Okay? So, anyway. I highly recommend polishing and detailing your own car. The biggest reason? When you put your pride and joy into polishing your car, you will be more careful in driving it. And you'll be upset when people lean up against it. Right? You take better care of your car. But if you take it to a detailer and have it all detailed and stuff, I don't see... careful. They don't have the same feeling. So, highly recommend it, folks. And use Rain-X on your windshield and all the windows. Rain-X is very good. It repels the water runs off. so you barely need to use the wiper. Celine, Steve, I hope you're listening, because you're the one I'm talking about that have brand new wiper blades in the garage and not on the car.
I thought he switched it already.
Yeah, but it needs to be changed again. But he has the new one in the garage, he said. I said, oh, that's a nice place to have it. You got bald tires, and you got new tires sitting in your garage.
Mm-hmm.
How's that sound? So when the policemen pull you over for bald tires, you say, oh, don't worry, officer. I have new ones at home in the garage. So, anyway. Safety check and car registration need to be enforced. Council people are telling me that they need to make a new law. I said, no. It is on the law book. All vehicles on tax, not registered, are impounded on the spot. Okay? City council tells me, but they don't have room for the cars. So I told them, where do you take the cars that are illegally parked on the tollway zone if you don't have a place to put them? Where do you tow it? And they tell me, oh, they have a tow yard. Well, hello, that's the same thing. You know, you tow it away. And once people see on television cars are being impounded for no registration and insurance, do you think every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to be on the highway tomorrow? No. Because they don't want their cars towed away. Okay? You got to set an example. Now, on television, they said 40% of the cars in Honolulu is unregistered. It's more than 40. It's 50. Okay? Now, common sense, folks. Think about it. If you took away 50% of the cars, okay, would there be traffic? No.
No.
Yeah, it's common sense. But if there's still the same traffic, that means they're not registered. So who is enforcing it? Now, in the old days, the registration sticker was big. Then they went small, but they made different colors. So the police officer could see, oh, last year color was yellow. Okay? And this year you look, hey, the guy still got yellow. That's expired. But today, they make it all the same color. So how are you supposed to know if it's expired? And how many people ever got cited for expired safety check? How many?
I can think of one.
Who? Who got ticketed for expired safety check? I don't know of anybody. So, you know, but in the old days, oh, let me tell you, a lot of people got cited and towed away. So, you need to set an example. And if you don't, then everybody, I mean, tons of people driving and talking on the phone and texting. So, anyway, who's next on the phone?
We have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hey, Dennis.
Hi, George. I thought you'd like to speak to somebody that got ticketed for a safety check.
Oh, yes. Who was it?
Me.
Really?
Yeah. What's happening is they've been putting up some kind of a roadblock on Sand Island Access Road after you're coming off of Sand Island.
Mm-hmm.
And right after, and you go down over the bridge, you can't see them until you get to the top of the bridge, you know. Kind of thing. And then they've been stopping all kinds of cars. Every car they stop and then they decide, I don't know if they have a certain number of cars that they, every fifth one or something like that, and they run a bunch of cars over to the side. And they ask me, they're stopping every car now, and they ask me, where are you going? You know, I went, what? You know, what the hell right is it of theirs to know where I'm going? You
That's
know?
Right.
Kind of thing. I was like, what the hell is going on here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said, I'm going to the Y, you know, kind of thing, so, which is where I was going, but they pulled me over, and I had my registration paid, but I didn't have my safety check sticker done yet, so they nailed me, they gave me a citation for that, and I had to get it done and then mail it in. But anyway, I'm really angry about all of this high prices for this registration, you know.
That's right.
These guys like Caldwell that get an extra $200,000 from the banks, they don't care about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People make a lot of money, it's nothing to them.
He wants to raise the registration again next year, you know.
Really?
Yes, sir.
We gotta find out who these people are that have done this. I think Caldwell is the main one behind it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And say thank you to them on voting day,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of thing. But this thing is, these people are running this whole city into a ditch with, you know,
That's
$10,
right.
$12 billion for a rail,
mm-hmm.
for 4% of the people.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is the matter with these people? You know, this is
right.
This is idiotic. So then they get this idiotic thing built. By, I don't know, 20, 24, 25, and they'll have a 19th century technology going just about the time all this driverless cars and everything will be able to put a lot more cars on the freeway, on the lanes of the road. They can get a lot more cars on there when they can get them all computer controlled and stuff and increase the capacity of the regular freeways and stuff. So we'll have this technology about the time that we get this old, I don't want to say my French word there, but this old technology in place, you know, kind of thing. So it's just idiotic.
That is. It is.
That the rail thing, it should be anything elevated like that. What that should be is managed lanes for traffic. We have an amazing, immense traffic problem.
Well,
we don't have an express bus problem that we have to spend $10 billion to replace express buses. We need to make the traffic better for everybody, for the buses and for the traffic.
Everything bad, there's a good. Okay? The good part is homes in Kapolei will be cheaper than in town.
Yeah, nobody will be able to drive to town.
That's right.
All that extra traffic they're going to have, it's just going to be a parking lot.
That's right. See, this French guy came to meet us at talk to our neighborhood board when they first started neighborhood boards, and he made the study on rail. Because Fossey wanted rail. And he made the study, and he said, it will not work because Hawaii is different. People never go point A to point B. They go all over, then go to point B.
Right.
Okay? Now, he said, the other thing is, government should never, never have to hold the people's hand and say, come along, we're going to go this way, or we're going to go do that. He said, you let the traffic bear what it can bear, because they will do that. He said, you let the traffic bear what it can bear, because the human race will not stay in the traffic if they cannot stand it no more. They will make the decision on what to do, not the government.
You still have the information on that study, the French guy who it was and what the study was?
I got to look it up. He was very smart because he said, if you take 100 cars off the freeway, 100 other people going to see that there's space and take its space. So what did you accomplish? Nothing. See?
Anyway, so that French study from Fossey, and then there's the study from Harris, which also said rail was no good.
Yep.
You know, then Mufi and Abercrombie come along and see big money, I guess, and all of a sudden they shove that down our throat.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is going on? People need to vote these people out of office. It's just, they're just big crooks, and then they get millions of dollars they spend on PR to make them look like, you know, great people and stuff. These people need to be voted out.
That's right.
Anyway, I've had my say. I guess I'll let somebody else in.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Aloha.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my boy.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N, .net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins lives and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Bruce from Honolulu.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Still alive?
Me too. I was telling one that kind of long story. Still alive, still kicking, still trying. But you know, your last caller said, what the hell is going on? The answer is pure and simple. It's called greed and corruption. Yeah, that's what we have in the politicians today. So, yeah, we got to change and vote for new people, better people, mono people. Hey, what do you think about safety check?
Get rid of it.
No, not safety. Excuse me. Reconstruction.
Get rid of it.
That's what, you know, once a week I got to see a physical therapist. I pass there. I see, like, no cars or one car, and I'm thinking, what is that facility for? Nobody uses them.
Yeah, get rid of it.
They don't check people that modify their cars. Should be, like you said, the repair shop should do all that.
Well, if you're going to have a law, then a law should involve from Kauai to the Big Island.
Right.
The law is now only Oahu.
For what?
Reconstruction.
Yeah, but why need that? And they, how much money the city spending for the department?
That's building? Right. They don't care because it's not their money. It's not the workers' money.
They give the safety check, but who enforces it? And like you said, how do you know the car is safe?
Yeah.
I believe and agree with you. The repair shop should be checking all that and checking the car and, yeah, get rid of safety check.
Well, 40 states don't have it. Why
right.
should we?
Okay, so moving along, I just want to say real quick, you know, I watch the commercials, Mayor Caldwell, all I see is he talking about he fixed the parks, and I'm thinking, that's all he did. We're fixing this and that, but the road's still the same, the weeds and the rubbish and the storm drains and the canals.
I don't think he fixes the park, because Ala Moana Park, they're asking for donations and volunteers.
Yeah, my friend used to work for Parks and Recreation, maintenance from Pearl City all the way to Makaha and Waianae and up to Wahiwa, and he fixed the bathrooms, and they're all... Man, bad, broken, filthy, and it's a shambles.
Oh, it's not the mayor.
He said he's fixing all the, and the kids go, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but okay, so what about any new information on the raceway? I'd like to see something happen.
It will happen, Bruce. When
No taxpayers' money, no...
Bruce, it will happen.
Yeah.
When Charles DeJoux gets into office, we have
That's
the plan set to
I'm
go.
I'm telling everybody, vote for him. Everywhere I go, I
the
tell
The plan
everybody.
Is set already, ready to go.
What is that?
The plan for the raceway
right.
is set and ready to go as soon as he gets into office.
Right, so you talking to him?
I had a long 3-hour talk meeting with him.
Okay, last thing I want to say, if anybody's interested in drag racing, I just checked the qualifying and I saw on the video last night on Fox Sports 1. The track conditions and the weather looks like record times. I mean, and local boy Todd Okohara, too, the Papa John, Leah Pritchard, top field, number two qualifying, 369 is about 3/100 off the national record. Yeah. And he's pulling two cars, and they're both running really good. Todd Okohara, from Hawaii. And so anybody interested, the final qualifying at Fox Sports 1 this evening at 7 p.m. to 8 o'clock, 1 hour. And then tomorrow the finals, from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Fox Sports 1, channel 214. So anybody interested, it's going to be really good. Really, I think, record-breaking times in Texas, okay. Billy Myers' track.
Okay, thanks, Bruce.
You take care. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We got Dino from Honolulu.
Hi, Dino.
Hi, Joyce. I got a problem. Took my 10-year-old motorcycle to the shop. Fuel injection trouble. Okay, the van fixed it. I brought it home. The trouble's still there. I paid quite a bit to have it fixed. Well, what do I do? I mean, how can I... What's my recourse?
Take it back.
Okay.
And what kind of gas are you using?
Shell 92 from day one. But what had happened is...
What station?
At idle, it goes up. RPM go up and down, up and down.
What station?
It dies. Sometimes it dies.
What station?
What station? The one in Pa'ua.
Okay.
So, a friend told me, stop the payment. Credit card, stop the payment.
Yeah.
First thing I should do, stop the payment?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, boy, I'm telling you. I mean, they try their best, but still, same thing.
It's not done.
Yeah, it's not done right.
Why are you going to pay for something that wasn't done right?
Oh, that's my life then. I mean,
you go and buy a new car,
yeah.
And you pay for the new car.
Yeah.
And they tell you, by the way, it doesn't run.
Yeah.
Are you going to pay?
No. That warranty, you go.
No.
Wait, 10 years old. And,
it doesn't matter. If their job is to fix it, they should fix it.
I see.
But it sounds like the idle control valve is sticking.
Idle control valve.
Yep.
Okay. I will check on that. Ethanol will help my performance. Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Okay, maybe. If I call your shop, I can get hold of you and your old shop number.
Yep.
Okay, right on. I'll do that. Thanks.
Aloha. Break time.
Okay, we'll be right back with more calls after this short break on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.com.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We got Winston from Honolulu.
Hi, Winston.
Hey, George. I got a question for you.
Okay.
I'm driving my 91 Century.
Okay.
They don't. Yeah, go ahead.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm driving my 91 Century.
Yeah.
And then what happens is that the red temperature light comes on. There's no temperature gauge on the panel.
Okay.
So I drive it. I take it to the service. I'm on Aloha Boulevard, so I make a turn. There's no service station close by, so I just about meet the Macaulay 76 and the light goes off. So I'm wondering, okay, what's going on here? So the next day, I take it to the services and tell them, you know, the temperature light came on. So I said, I think maybe the car might be overheating, but I did not smell any, you know, that regular smell if the car is overheating.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, well, I think maybe the radiator, you know. So they checked it out. They said, yeah, the radiator and the hoses. So they did the whole nine yards. They took out the hoses. They put a new radiator, new thermostat. They tested it and everything. And the car was, you know, okay. So I get the car back home and I decide, okay, I'm going to test drive it and see what happens. So I'm I'm driving and like the car really wants to run. Okay, so like I come to the stoplight, I'm stepping on the brake, and the car is really revving. Okay, I'm not stepping on anything else. So nobody's on the street. So I let, you know, as soon as it turns green, I just take my foot off the brake. Within like about 8 to 10 seconds, the car is up to 35 miles an hour without me even stepping on the gas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that normal?
No.
Okay.
Well, you gotta take it back to them. The throttle cable is binding someplace.
Okay, so that's the first part. Okay, so I'm driving and like I have something to do in Waikiki. So I'm right by the convention center. And then all of a sudden the car starts to smoke. And like I'm going like, wow, is this car catching on fire? So I managed to pull off to the side. And I go outside and I smell it. And it's really smoking, right? And it was not, you know, like metal burning. It was like, you know, steam on the engine. So I called a tow truck to pull it in, took it home, took it back to the station the next day. And they said, like, you know, they don't know what caused the car to be moving by itself, but they said something else broke that, you know, in the backside of the engine that, you know, might have to jump the car. Does that sound, you know, like normal to you?
No.
Do you have any idea what that would be?
Well, number one, from what you're saying, the car is overheating again. And number two, whatever they did, they caused a bind in the throttle. So it's not going back to idle.
Okay. And like when I opened up the hood after I towed it home the next day, I noticed that, you know, that plastic bottle that catches the water from the radiator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I noticed like the cap for that was off. Can the water go from the radiator into there and then, you know, maybe shoot out through there and onto the engine to make it, you know,
it could
cause it steaming?
It could.
Okay, so
but they definitely not do a good job.
Okay, so is there any way that you know, I personally can check on it, like check in for any leaks or anything like that? What should I look for?
You have to pressure test the system.
Okay.
And you need the pressure tester to test it.
Okay. All right. Well, so I guess I just gotta have to take it back then.
Yeah, take it back. If they cannot fix it, then ask for your money back.
Okay. Yeah, because like I did take it back, and they said they couldn't fix it, and you know they had the car for like 2 weeks, and they said they were waiting for parts, and they couldn't find parts. And I thought, you know, with aftermarket, you know,
parts,
although the car is old, you should have something someplace, right?
What?
Yeah, they said there was no parts because the car is old.
No. NAPA should have it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was thinking even the internet should have it, right? Because I bought stuff off the internet.
Yeah. But check with NAPA. NAPA should have the parts. That's, no. I don't buy that, no parts.
Okay. Should I go to another place and get a second opinion first?
I would.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, any suggestions?
T's Automotive.
What was that again?
T, like in Tom.
Oh, okay.
T's Automotive.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Okay, thanks, George.
Okay.
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
Okay, we got Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, George. I have a quick question. First, do you have another shop set up yet, or?
Not quite. We're working on it.
I see. Okay. The second thing is my old 87 Toyota with a 2000cc engine. Does that have an idle control valve? My idling does not work well. When I put it in neutral, it runs pretty smooth, but if I leave it in drive, it's real rough.
Sounds like you need a tune-up.
Besides cap, the distributor cap, and the wires and stuff, what else is there for a tune-up?
Spark plugs.
Okay, and oh, and one other thing, I got oil in one of the, when I take the spark plugs out, one of them has oil around it. Is there some kind of seal down there or something that's not?
You'll have to take a compression test on that and see what's causing the oil to go on the spark plug. It could possibly be the valve stem seals.
Valve stem seals, okay. Yeah, I the compression seems to be all right, so I'll try to check out the valve stem seals.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Who's next? That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Good. We're almost to the end of the show now. And again, folks, let your friends and family know that they can listen to Hawaiian Automotive 101 on the internet. If they can't pick it up on the radio, on the outer islands and stuff, go to the internet. Okay? And if you want...
What's the website?
GeorgeNita.com. Okay? Now, for cleaning stuff, I recommend, again, Crestec Cleaning Center. He has the best cleaning stuff to detail your house or your car or anything else. Fantastic. Go check it out, Crestec Cleaning Center on Kapilani Boulevard. Really an awesome place. And you ladies, or you men, you will love the vacuum cleaner there because your wife can be vacuuming all over and you will not miss the football game. It's quiet. Fantastic vacuum cleaner. And super strong. Anyway, it's that time that we say aloha. And please, folks, this is Hawaii. Take care of each other. And please, don't drink and drive. And drive cool. Turn on your AC. Okay? Until next week, aloha.